December 31st. We begin, as usual, in the Old Testament, and today's reading will come from the book of Malachi, chapter 3, verse 1. We'll go through chapter 4, verse 6. And here's what we'll be reading about today. Refining. As is often done in the prophetic scriptures, events from our Lord's first advent are combined with events to take place at his second advent. The messenger was John the Baptist, who prepared the way for the Lord. When Christ comes as judge, he will purify Israel, especially the priests, and will judge the sinners. We'll read about returning. God does not change, therefore he kept his covenant and did not destroy Israel, though she deserved it. The faithfulness of God sustains us. We'll also read about robbing. Not only did the people bring the Lord defective sacrifices, but they failed to bring tithes and offerings commanded by the law. Consequently, he cursed their blessings and destroyed their crops. You see, when we rob God, we only rob ourselves. We cannot keep anything that rightfully belongs to God. And then we'll read about remembering. There is always a faithful remnant who fears the Lord, obeys him, ponders his truth, and exercises spiritual discernment. God sees those people and keeps a record of their names. They are his jewels, and they will be spared in the coming day of judgment. And with that, let's begin today's reading in the Old Testament. December 31st, Malachi chapter 3, verse 1, to chapter 4, verse 6. Look, I, the Lord, am sending my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me. Then the Lord you are seeking will suddenly come to his temple. The messenger of the covenant, whom you look for so eagerly, is surely coming, says the Lord Almighty. But who will be able to endure it when he comes? Who will be able to stand and face him when he appears? For he will be like a blazing fire that refines metal, or like a strong soap that whitens clothes. He will sit and judge like a refiner of silver, watching closely as the dross is burned away. He will purify the Levites, refining them like gold or silver, so that they may once again offer acceptable sacrifices to the Lord. Then once more the Lord will accept the offerings brought to him by the people of Judah and Jerusalem, as he did in former times. At that time I will put you on trial. I will be a ready witness against all sorcerers and adulterers and liars. I will speak against those who cheat employees of their wages, who oppress widows and orphans, or who deprive the foreigners living among you of justice. For these people do not fear me, says the Lord Almighty. I am the Lord, and I do not change. That is why you descendants of Jacob are not already completely destroyed. Ever since the days of your ancestors, you have scorned my laws and failed to obey them. Now return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord Almighty. But you ask, how can we return when we have never gone away? Should people cheat God? Yet you have cheated me. But you ask, what do you mean? When did we ever cheat you? You have cheated me of the tithes and offerings due to me. You are under a curse, for your whole nation has been cheating me. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, so there will be enough food in my temple. If you do, says the Lord Almighty, I will open the windows of heaven for you. I will pour out a blessing so great, you won't have enough room to take it in. Try it. Let me prove it to you. Your crops will be abundant, for I will guard them from insects and disease. Your grapes will not shrivel before they are ripe, says the Lord Almighty. Then all nations will call you blessed, for your land will be such a delight, says the Lord Almighty. You have said terrible things about me, says the Lord. But you say, what do you mean? How have we spoken against you? You have said, what's the use of serving God? What have we gained by obeying his commands or by trying to show the Lord Almighty that we are sorry for our sins? From now on, we will say, blessed are the arrogant, for those who do evil get rich, and those who dare God to punish them go free of harm. Then those who feared the Lord spoke with each other, and the Lord listened to what they said. In his presence, a scroll of remembrance was written to record the names of those who feared him and loved to think about him. They will be my people, says the Lord Almighty. On the day when I act, they will be my own special treasure. I will spare them as a father spares an obedient and dutiful child. Then you will again see the difference between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve God and those who do not. The Lord Almighty says, the day of judgment is coming, burning like a furnace. The arrogant and the wicked will be burned up like straw on that day. They will be consumed like a tree, roots and all. But for you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in his wings. And you will go free, leaping with joy like calves led out to pasture. On the day when I act, you will tread upon the wicked as if they were dust under your feet, says the Lord Almighty. Remember to obey the instructions of my servant Moses, all the laws and regulations that I gave him on Mount Sinai for all Israel. Look, I'm sending you the prophet Elijah before the great and dreadful day of the Lord arrives. His preaching will turn the hearts of parents to their children and the hearts of children to their parents. Otherwise, I will come and strike the land with a curse. December 31st. And now, as we turn our attention to the reading of the New Testament, we'll be in the book of Revelation chapter 22, verses 1 through 21. How do you respond to the promise of the Lord's return? What kind of effect does that have on you? Well, John's last chapter here in the book of Revelation can help you take an inventory. Are you treasuring his word and obeying it? You know, this is his message to you, and it must not be altered. Although we have lots and lots of biblical revisionists in this day that seek to undermine the actual word and alter it, there's a special blessing for the obedient. Are you doing the work he has called you to do? You know, he promises to reward faithful servants. And here's a tough question. Do you really want Jesus to return today? Do you understand that? Do you understand what happens at his second coming? Do you love his appearing? You know, everything will be changed, and your life and the life of everybody else on the planet will be much better. If Jesus were to come today, would you be disappointed and your plans be upset? Lord, there's a lot of things I want to do yet, some things I haven't accomplished. So, Lord, if you could just hold off your coming, and I've got my fire insurance, and don't come today, Lord. I've got too many important things that I'm working on. Well, are you urging lost sinners to trust him and be ready for his coming? You know, he is going to appear as a thief in the night in the blink of an eye. We won't know it. We're to be at work trusting him and looking for his return. The Holy Spirit works through the church to bring lost people to the Savior. Now, the people described in chapters 21 and 22 can be saved and become new creatures ready for the new heaven and earth. Will you tell them? Are you too busy building your own kingdom rather than God's? Well, with that, let's begin today's reading here in the New Testament. December 31st, Revelation chapter 22, verses 1 through 21. And the angel showed me, John, a pure river with the water of life, clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb, coursing down the center of the main street. On each side of the river grew a tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, with a fresh crop each month. The leaves were used for medicine to heal the nations. No longer will anything be cursed, for the throne of God and of the Lamb will be there, and his servants will worship him, and they will see his face, and his name will be written on their foreheads. And there will be no night there, no need for lamps or sun, for the Lord God will shine on them, and they will reign forever and ever. Then the angel said to me, "These words are trustworthy and true. The Lord God, who tells his prophets what the future holds, has sent his angel to tell you what will happen soon. Look, I am coming soon. Blessed are those who obey the prophecy written in this scroll. I, John, am the one who saw and heard all these things. And when I saw and heard these things, I fell down to worship the angel who showed them to me. But again he said, 'No, don't worship me. I am a servant of God, just like you and your brothers, the prophets, as well as all who obey what is written in this scroll. Worship God.' Then he instructed me, 'Do not seal up the prophetic words you have written, for the time is near. Let the one who is doing wrong continue to do wrong. The one who is vile continue to be vile. The one who is good continue to do good. And the one who is holy continue in holiness. See, I am coming soon, and my reward is with me to repay all according to their deeds. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes so they can enter through the gates of the city and eat the fruit from the tree of life. Outside the city are the dogs, the sorcerers, the sexually immoral, the murderers, the idol worshippers, and all who love to live a lie. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to give you this message for the churches. I am both the source of David and the heir to his throne. I am the bright morning star. The Spirit and the bride say, 'Come.' Let each one who hears them say, 'Come.' Let the thirsty ones come. Anyone who wants to, let them come and drink the water of life without charge. And I solemnly declare to everyone who hears the prophetic words of this book, if anyone adds anything to what is written here, God will add to that person the plagues described in this book. And if anyone removes any of the words of this prophetic book, God will remove that person's share in the tree of life and in the holy city that are described in this book. He who is the faithful witness to all these things says, 'Yes, I am coming soon.' Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with you all." Psalm 150, verses 1 through 6. It's only right that the closing song in the Hebrew hymnal be an invitation to praise the Lord. The word praise is used 13 times here in this chapter. Where should we praise him? Locally and universally, in the temple and in the vast heavens. In other words, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, praise the Lord. Why should we praise him? Because of what he does and who he is. The better you know God's character and works, his person, the more you'll praise him and the more you'll enjoy praising him. How should we praise him? Good question. Well, the Bible tells us, with voices and instruments, including the cymbals, and we're supposed to play them all loudly. We're to praise him with our bodies, expressing the joy we feel within. The whole person should be one living sacrifice that praises the Lord. Who should praise him? Well, everything that has breath, the Bible says. Everything that has breath. But things that do not have breath praise him as well. Even the rocks will cry out. So we have even more reason to do so, because we're made in his image. Our breath comes from him. so we ought to use it to praise His name. Breath is the weakest thing we have, but we can devote it to the highest service, and that is praising the Lord. Psalm 150, verses 1 through 6. Praise the Lord. Praise God in His heavenly dwelling. Praise Him in His mighty heaven. Praise Him for His mighty works. Praise His unequaled greatness. Praise Him with a blast of the trumpet. Praise Him with the lyre and harp. Praise Him with the tambourine and dancing. Praise Him with stringed instruments and flutes. Praise Him with a clash of cymbals. Praise Him with loud, clanging cymbals. Let everything that lives sing praises to the Lord. Praise the Lord. Proverbs 31, verses 25 through 31. She is clothed with strength and dignity, and she laughs with no fear of the future. When she speaks, her words are wise, and kindness is the rule when she gives instructions. She carefully watches all that goes on in her household and does not have to bear the consequences of laziness. Her children stand and bless her. Her husband praises her. There are many virtuous and capable women in the world, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive, and beauty does not last. But a woman who fears the Lord will be greatly praised. Reward for all she has done. Let her deeds publicly declare her praise.